when Allen Ginsberg, who was an early supporter of Fidel's revolution, went in the early mid-60s, he became angry at the chauvinism and hostility that was shown by the Cubans towards homosexuals. He was arrested. I can't remember if he was thrown out of the country, but he was persona non grata, and he wrote about it, and it touched off a conflict, a very uncomfortable conflict between the growing gay and lesbian movement in the United States in the late 60s and the Cubans, because the gay and lesbian movement felt they were revolutionary too. They were anti-U.S. about Cuba. They were supportive of the right of Cubans to have their own revolution, and yet they were being treated as outsiders or people that were, in fact, criminal in their social behavior. And they it was angry, and it took many decades. But you'll notice in film, in writing, and in personalities, there's been a serious, if not profound, change in Cuban culture and policy. Raul Castro's daughter, Mariela, who's an elected official in Cuba, is a leading spokesperson for LGBT rights around the world, and has visited San Francisco and visited New York, and is a campaigner for different policies, different treatment, different attitudes, and has had a noticeable effect in democratically, persuasively, slowly changing Cuban thinking and policy. An example of how change can occur equitably, you know, if people listen to each other over time.